It's Classical Spotlight, and coming up, a great pair of concerts with musical offerings. Here, I'm talking with Joni Christensen.
Hi, John.
Good to have you here. I am in love with this concert.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to love about it. Tell us a little bit about what we'll be able to hear.
Musical Offerings is presenting a concert in conjunction with the special exhibition at the San Antonio Museum of Art, Aphrodite and the Gods of Love. So it's a very exciting concert and collection to be programming to, because, of course, Aphrodite is thought of in modern day to be the goddess of love and beauty. And it's just been fun to find music that coordinates with that.
And I think what's interesting is that it's not just this sort of Bach, Handel, these old sort of guys that were inspired by it, but there's actually some contemporary works that we'll be able to hear. People like Ravel been inspired by mythology and whatnot. What sort of things have you found for this concert?
Well, we are starting with Handel. Venus and Adonis. Of course, Venus is the Roman counterpart to Aphrodite. And Adonis was her youthful lover. He was the one that approached the wild boar and was gored by the boar. I'm sure you've seen him many times in paintings and depictions. And it's a fascinating piece because Gail Wettstein is the soprano, and she sings about Venus weeping. It's also called Weeping Venus, and about the death of Adonis. So then there are other movements in that work that also address her son Cupid and some of the different gods. And then some of the other works include, as you said, Ravel, the five popular Greek melodies, also the Lent from the Sonata for Violin and Cello. So as well as that, we have the Girl with the Flaxen Hair, Debussy. And, of course, it is said that Aphrodite had flaxen hair. Also, the real interesting piece we're doing by William Balcom, who's a retired professor from University of Michigan, includes a movement called Praxiteles Aphrodite. And Praxiteles was the most famous sculptor of his day. And he sculpted Aphrodite in the nude, and it was the first time that nude sculpture was introduced in Western art.
Oh, wow. And This is going to be in the gallery that's visiting. And
oh,
so you're
yes.
going to be surrounded by all, there's paintings. I know there's a lot of sculpture in this and some very beautiful things. So it's going to be a feast for the ears and a feast for the eyes.
Very much so. The whole, we're in the William Cowden Gallery at the back on the main floor. And it is just, the whole exhibition it takes place in that gallery, those galleries, and we're in the feature gallery, and we're opposite a giant sculpture of Aphrodite that has been acquired from New York, and it's a huge piece, a wonderful piece.
Oh, cool. So who else is joining you? You've mentioned the soprano.
Right. Gail Wettstein is singing. Elaine Barber of Austin is playing harp. I'm on violin, and Jessica Alberthal is playing viola. Joshua Bolton is playing cello.
Oh, cool. So it's a lot of nice chamber music here in various combinations.
It is. We're combining for a lot of different pieces.
Oh, cool. So there are two chances to be able to hear this on the 3rd, right?
This is true. There is the 6 o'clock concert and the 8 o'clock. Now, the 6 goes for an hour, and then there's a break, and there's a reception in between. So you want to stay for that or come early if you're in the 8 o'clock show. These shows are an hour long, and folks need to get their reservation soon because the 6 o'clock show particularly sells out really quickly. Tickets are for sale at www.samuseum.org or by phoning 210-978-8151.
Oh, cool. Well, it's going to be a great night. And we know you'll be busy this concert, and then you already have Brahms coming up in January, right?
We do, January 20th.
Yeah.
That's the music of Brahms and composers he influenced.
Yeah, oh, it'll be great, and we'll talk to you about that, Joni, as well.
Oh, great.